I could hear him crying in my mother's bedroom. It was then that I felt the weight of his sadness and the brokenness of his heart. When my father came into the kitchen for breakfast, he couldn't eat. He stared at his plate and then asked me if I would ever do something like this and hurt him in the same way. Never. My fate was sealed. I loved my father. His love for me was the ballast of my life. It upset me to see how much he was suffering. Both of my parents were worried about Linda's safety. They knew how vulnerable she was, how unsophisticated in the ways of the world. The hunt for Linda and Claudel soon became an obsession within the community. Alma, a boy who had fallen in love with Linda at school, headed to Salt Lake to try to find her because it was the most logical place for her to hide. He was on the opposite side of the religious split, and there was no way they ever would have been allowed to marry. By this point, the split had completely severed the community in two. After Linda escaped, Alma left the community too. His father had a house in Salt Lake City, so he moved there to look for her. One day, he saw her working in JB's, a chain restaurant, and so he got a job there too. Alma helped Linda get her sea legs in Salt Lake. Though Linda was not in love with Alma, or even attracted to him, they spent nearly every moment together because she was so lonely and so fearful of being on her own. Word somehow reached my father that Linda had been found in Salt Lake City. Dad got in touch with Alma and then showed up at JB's to talk with Linda. She realized she would have to deal with him. Dad had one demand. He wanted Linda to speak with the prophet. He promised her that after she talked to Uncle Roy, he would leave her alone. Linda agreed. When they met, Uncle Roy told Linda that although she had fallen away, she could redeem herself by marrying a good man. Linda said thanks, but no thanks. The prophet exploded and berated her. Since Linda had no intention of being saved, Uncle Roy turned to my father and asked if he had any suggestions. Dad said that there was a young man in Salt Lake who had taken an interest in her. My father said he worried about Linda's safety in the big city and thought it might be a good idea for Alma to marry Linda. In the prophet's eyes, Linda was now useless to him, but Alma was on the other side of the religious split. If Linda married this boy and managed to convert him to Uncle Roy's side, it could be worthwhile. There had been several marriages already where women were given to men on the other side of the split in hopes of converting the men. If one of the women converted instead, her family condemned her and considered her as dead. But the door was always open to her return. She could renounce her marriage and win back her salvation if she came home and let the prophet assign her to another man. There was monumental pressure on Linda to marry Alma. It wasn't what she wanted to do, but it would put an end to the crisis. The hunt would be called off. She could maintain a relationship with our family, but she would not have to move back to Colorado City. It felt like the best of bad options. Even though she agreed to do what the prophet asked of her, Linda's marriage was still viewed as a marriage of rebellion. She began her new life like a condemned woman, knowing she was a disgrace and disappointment to her mother and father. I learned a terrible and powerful lesson from her ordeal. Escape was not the answer. I knew that if I tried, I'd be hunted down like a fugitive and then forced into a situation that guaranteed misery and unhappiness.